I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The House of Representatives has bolted out of town after a week of agendas left mostly undone. Why? Well, it was forced to have to deal with a Jeffrey Epstein Donald Trump saga, a run. The Democrats had won several skirmishes, and it looked as if a vote on investigating the release of the so-called Epstein files was going to happen. Speaker Mike Johnson quickly stepped in and stopped it. This is an issue that neither Johnson nor President Donald Trump is able to stamp out. Not to mention being surprised the issue won't go away. As a matter of fact, the House Oversight Committee is preparing to subpoena the Justice Department for its files after three Republicans broke with Trump in supporting the Democrats. That material would redact any imagery of child sexual abuse and a list of victims' names. The committee also issued a subpoena for a deposition from Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime Epstein confidant who is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. The White House strategy seems to be one of controlled messaging now. Their conflicting statements have been flying in the past week. The president saying one thing, the attorney general saying another, and poor Mike Johnson scurrying around trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing. So breaking it down, if Mr. Trump is on the client list, it doesn't automatically mean he partook in any sexual activity with underage girls. But there is surely a very strong call to find out. The president calls it a hoax. Democrats smell blood in the water. And to this point, some members of the Republican Party have dug in, saying if Trump has ties with sex trafficking, it crosses many, many red lines. So, the House will not act for 5 weeks. The White House wants things to quiet down. The Democrats will try to find a way to keep the heat up. And it looks like the rest of us will have to try and figure out how in hell we, the United States of America, got to this point.